Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. On Wednesday evening, October 23rd, 1935, a gangster known as Dutch Schultz was sitting with three companions in the rear of a tavern in Newark, New Jersey. His real name was Arthur Flegenheimer, born of Jewish parents in the Bronx 30 years before. Dutch was a power in the underworld. He was a criminal of criminals. His name was linked with every type of crime, from robbery to cold-blooded murder. As he sat there scheming with his gang, two men suddenly stood in the doorway with roaring guns. Critically wounded, Schultz staggered to the door. He was rushed to the hospital, where he registered as a Jew. But the next morning, feeling sure that he was face to face with death, he called for a Catholic priest. The priest gave him a few simple instructions, baptized him, and gave him the last sacraments. Minutes later, this arch criminal died. He was buried from a Catholic church and in a Catholic cemetery. At once, a roar of protest arose in the streets, in the taverns, in the newspapers, on the subways, in the office buildings. People could not understand how the church could accept such a wicked creature into her fold. They could not understand how this criminal would be taken into the arms of that church, which expresses such horror of the least sin. Yet there were many points which these horrified critics forgot. They forgot that there is one and only one who can judge rightly and completely and justly. They forgot that God alone knows all the angles, the bad example, the wicked environment, the godless home, the pole of temptation, and dozens of other influences in every person's life. They forgot that God is always ready and willing to forgive up to the very last breath of life. They forgot that God is offering His grace, His light, His strength, His forgiveness. They also perhaps did not know that taking Dutch Schultz into the church in his last moments did not mean approval of his wicked life and his cruel deeds. It merely meant that God's church offered God's grace to one who surely needed it, to one who wanted it, to one who seemed sincere, to one who had no possible reason except a special gift of God to call for a Catholic priest. Above all, these critics forgot one story from the Bible, a story that interests us, the story of the good thief. To that dying criminal on Calvary, the Son of God Himself promised paradise. Christ's church continues to do what Christ did. Sacred Scripture tells us that two criminals were crucified together with Christ, one on His right and the other on His left. Both were evildoers. Both had robbed and murdered. Both were guilty of death. Even while hanging on the cross, one of them, the thief on the left, joined Christ's enemies in jeering at Him. He shouted, "If thou art the Christ, save thyself and us." The thief on the right rebuked him, "Dost thou not even fear God, seeing that thou art under the same sentence? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then turning to Jesus, he prayed, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise." What a glorious promise to be with Jesus, to share in His love and affection, to share in His glory, to talk with Him, to see Him, to be known by Him as a companion and friend. and to live with him forever. This companionship with Christ will be ours on one condition, that we try to be like Christ while on earth. You are with Christ when you pray. You are with Christ when you work and suffer. You are with Christ when you walk the way of the cross with him. You are with Christ and one with him when you receive him in Holy Communion. You are with Christ every time you step into a true Catholic church. During Lent, we spend more time than usual in church. That demands a sacrifice, but its reward is being with Christ. Being with Christ here is one of the best assurances we will be with Christ hereafter. If you failed him, disobeyed him, you can still be with him, as a good thief was, by love, contrition, and repentance. This kingdom and companionship of Jesus was promised to the good thief very soon, this day. And this day, this very night, Christ promises us heaven and his companionship. It may not be in the next 24 hours, but it may be in a few short years or sooner. Avoid sin, the only bar to heaven, the only obstacle to heaven. If you've sinned, delay not to convert. Perform your work and bear your pains with patience. Whatever you must do from day to day is your means of winning heaven. Make good use of your time. How much time do you give to God each week? If you've been half-hearted up to now, start this day to turn to God.